It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Murder in Miami is a production of iHeartRadio. This week, we'll hear more from the charismatic former marijuana smuggler, Bobby Platshorn, on how and why he and Ron Elliott of the Coconut Grove Guys crossed paths at the end of the Black Tuna era. So the question I had for you is, after you and I spoke, Phil mentioned the name Ron Elliott, and I did not remember that name from your book.
The Ron you're chasing was really not part of us. They threw him in the end because we tried to get him and his partner to do a rescue mission after we no longer had airplanes available. But that's really all of it. He had nothing to do with us.
Did you get any read on him when you met him in person?
No, I was told he was an excellent pilot, and I didn't really know him. I reached out when that plane crashed and Purvis and the other pilots were stuck down there.
Bobby's referencing a crash in Colombia that involved two of the Black Tuna Gang pilots. When their plane went down, Platshorn was in need of another pilot to attempt a rescue mission. Enter Ron Elliott.
Well, he had done a number of trips flying two Cessna 421s. Doing trips into Central Florida, and he was using two so that one could be a ghost plane and one would be a legitimate check-in.
So one was like a decoy?
Yeah. I know he did a lot of trips. He was successful. He was bringing them into, I think, North Central Florida.
And so what did you want him to do for you?
Go pick up the stranded pilots. I probably offered him a couple hundred grand or something to go pick them up, get them out of there. I needed somebody who was willing to go down right away. I mean, we had to get them out of there. They were hiding in the jungle. If the Colombian army or police could find them, then it would be a serious jail term for them or serious expense bailing them out.
So originally he agreed to do it, but in addition to the money, he wanted coke.
Yeah. I don't remember. It may have been 10 keys.
Which would have been a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not a huge shipment, but it would have put a lot of money in his pocket. But I had no intention of getting involved in the coke business. So I made a point of getting a hold of my connection in Colombia, Raul, and tell him under no circumstances was any cocaine to go on the plane. Of course, at that point, it felt like a setup.
Yeah. And so did he rescue the pilots?
Yes, he did. But he didn't get the coke.
How did he react to that?
I don't recall, tell you the truth. But I know when Purvis got out of the plane, the DEA was there waiting for him, and he was waiting to help the DEA.
So you went to all that effort to save him?
Yeah.
And then he turned on you?
Exactly.
thank God you didn't put any coke on that plane, because if the DEA was waiting for it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was originally a coke charge in the indictment, but they pulled it out.
So it was a setup.
Yes, it was a setup. I don't know if Ron Elliott knew it was a setup, but George Purvis certainly knew.
How did the DEA even know to be there?
They were set up with George. George had been busted bringing the shipment into North Carolina. When he got out on bail, he needed a place to live and stay till his trial. And I let him work at our used car lot, which was part of our auction complex.
Mm-hmm.
So he was around all the time. Then he did this airplane trip to Columbia. Plane crashed, and we had to get them out of there, him and two pilots, and we got them out. I felt that was my responsibility, even though that wasn't my trip.
Wow. How did you feel when you found out that the DEA was waiting and that he turned?
I was pretty well sure of it before he was back. Just all the arrangements for the rescue just had a bad feel. And I was pretty sure that they'd be waiting.
And you did the right thing.
I was worried about it. But one thing at a time, get them out of Columbia first.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get the stories that matter to you.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.